We have lots of rural boat building in our own North House Folk School here, but just now we're going to go and learn about urban boat building by an organization that has that name, Urban Boat Builders, which is a nonprofit organization based in St. Paul, which for the past 19 years has worked with schools and different community organizations and correction facilities to help young people in the metro area learn some craftsmanship and other important social skills through building boats. And now joining us is the executive director of that organization, Mark Hosmer. He's live from the state fair where the Urban Boat Builders is building a boat on site. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Mark.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
You know, first question's got to be, how did Urban Boat Builders come to be, and what exactly is its mission?
Sure. So the mission of Urban Boat Builders is positive youth development through the building and use of wooden boats. And so what we're really trying to do is to engage youth, teach them skills, and help them to experience success. So 19 years ago, there was a group of community leaders and boat building enthusiasts who realized that there was a need in the community to get kids involved in hands-on activities. And so they decided, why don't we create an organization where kids can come in and learn a skill and, you know, get hands-on and really excited about what they're doing, and to provide an opportunity for them to do something really unique and wonderful. And so Urban Boat Builders 19 years ago was born from those community members who came together, and we're going strong today.
And why? How would you answer the question, why boats?
Why boats? That's a great question. One is that it's certainly tied to the culture of Minnesota. You know, almost everybody who's a Minnesotan has been out on the water on a boat, except for a lot of the urban youth that we serve. And so it's the unique tie to Minnesota and the culture. But building boats is just such a great vehicle for youth development. It's a long enough process that it takes kids some time to really get invested and involved, but it's such a rewarding process because they can see the efforts of their work come together and to, over the course of, for us, it's about 70 hours that it takes to build our typical canoe. They see a boat take shape that they can actually then go put on the water and paddle.
And it's also, as I thought about this, and the answer to that question potentially, you can do it with sort of native materials. I mean, you can do it with easy-to-use materials, namely wood, mostly wood, and then fabric and so on.
Absolutely. Yep. We most of the wood is sourced locally from Minnesota. In fact, some of it's from northern Minnesota as well.
I mean, I've seen a wooden bicycle, but you wouldn't build one normally, or other kinds of things that kids use, that we can use for recreation. But a boat, that's perfect for what you're trying to teach. And how did you yourself get involved in this?
Yeah, so I first heard about Urban Boat Builders about 5 years ago. I was at the a boat show in Minneapolis, and they had a youth apprentice there who was talking about his experience in the program, and I said, wow, that's great, I have to get involved. And then I was busy and sort of lost track, and about 2 years ago I was looking for a new opportunity and saw a job description for the director position at Urban Boat Builders. And really, it brought together all of my personal passions. I love, my career and my experience has been in youth development, nonprofit management, but I also love boating, and I love woodworking. So it brought all of that together for me, and I applied and was thankfully accepted as the executive director.
Why don't you just give us a little description of how this program might work? Give an example, perhaps, of a project.
Sure.
That you've got.
Absolutely. So we have two sides to our two programs, really, within the organization. Our school partnership program, we actually go out to schools and work with a group of students within schools across the Twin Cities metro area. And we bring in the materials, the tools, and an instructor. And over the course of about 70 hours of instruction, we take a pile of sticks and turn it into a functional boat. And so with the school partnership program, we're really focusing on helping kids develop skills in the area of academics and in social skills. So We have a math curriculum that we'll bring in for schools that want to focus on teaching kids math through hands-on learning opportunities. We work with a number of special education populations as well. So really it's about giving them an opportunity to come together and build teamwork and communication skills with each other in the building of a boat. The second part of our program is our apprenticeship program. The apprenticeship program is for 16 to 19-year-old youth based in St. Paul. And it's a paid employment training program for them. So youth come in, it's a six-month program. They come in 3 days a week after school and work for about 3 hours a day. And they start out as just an apprentice. They have an introductory project where they get to build a paddle or a toolbox where they learn the skills of using hand tools and then working with wood. And then once they're done with that, they graduate to actually working on boats, building boats. So that program is focused more on preparing them for a successful future of employment or of higher education. Mm-hmm. So we're teaching them, skills that they'll need, communication and teamwork and hard work and perseverance that they're going to need to be successful.
And do the apprentices ever work with the school projects as well?
Actually, a lot of the apprentices come out of some of our school projects. Okay. So the school projects is sort of a feeder program into the apprenticeship.
And how do you identify people who are going to have an apprenticeship?
As we said, the school projects, we will recruit from those projects and say, if you're interested, there's this apprenticeship opportunity. We also have an online application that's open to any 16 to 19-year-old youth throughout the community. The majority of our youth are actually coming out of Boys Totem Town, which is the Ramsey County Juvenile Corrections Facility. So it's giving them a chance, as they're coming out of corrections, to reenter society and have something really positive that they can do and something that's giving them a purpose and meaning to their life and giving them a way to earn money legally, which is new for some of them.
So those kids maybe are referrals from a corrections officer?
That's right. Yep, we work very closely with the corrections program and with probation officers in recruiting those members. And we also have a project where we're out at Boys Totem Town 2 days a week building boats with the students there who are incarcerated. So they're being exposed to the woodworking and getting excited about it and realizing that, hey, this is something I can do when I get out.
Well, let's for example, focus on this apprenticeship. You've obviously got a shop somewhere.
We do. Yep, we have a little shop, actually. It's about 1,200 square feet, and it's in the middle of St. Paul, right? For folks who know the area, it's right off of 94 by Snelling Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're building boats there, and we're doing all sorts of projects and bringing folks in there. So it's tight, but it's what we've been able to work with for the last 19 years or so.
Do you have school students coming to that shop, or do you always go to the school for the building?
About 95% of the time, we're actually out at schools across the area.
What kind of a staff do you have?
So the shop is, I'm on staff as the executive director, and then we have a full-time and a part-time boat building instructor who work with the youth. And then we also have two AmeriCorps Vista members who are helping us build capacity within the organization so that we're able to grow and to sustain that growth so we're able to serve more and more kids.
And what are you doing now at the state fair?
I'm dodging the rain right now, actually. But we're out of the state fair. We have a partnership with the Minnesota DNR. We have a booth at their building, and TCF Bank is sponsoring us. And we have our apprentices out building a boat from start to finish during the 12 days of the fair. So on Thursday, they started with a pile of wood, and today there's an almost finished canoe that they were working through the rain to work to complete. They're in the DNR building, which is sort of right in the middle of the fairgrounds.
Sure.
So we're out by the fish pond for folks who know where that is.
I know where that is. What types of boats do you build? You talk about you're building a canoe there, but I know from looking at your website that you build all sorts of boats. Why don't you describe describe your basic boats to us.
Sure. So we build, we have sort of five basic boats that we build. We'll certainly do others from time to time, but our sort of signature boat is a 17.5-foot skin-on-frame canoe. And so that's your typical canoe, which is made with a ballistic nylon skin on the outside, which is covered with a polyurethane. So it's actually a very lightweight. It weighs about 40 pounds when it's done. And that's a great canoe. It gets kids involved in a lot of different ways of seam bending and lashing and fastening things with screws and rivets. And so it's a great hands-on project for our youth. We also build a smaller version of that, a 13-foot solo skin-on-frame canoe, which is great fun to paddle. We have a small, what we call a Mississippi skiff, so your very basic wooden rowboat that we build. We have a skin-on-frame kayak, a Greenland kayak, which is a very long sea kayak, which is also a very fun boat for the kids to get their hands on. And then a Norwegian pram, which is actually based off of a design that was developed by one of the folks from North House Folk School.
You're familiar with North House, I gather.
Yep, absolutely.
Have you ever been up here, take a class, or?
You know, personally, I haven't, but it's definitely on my bucket list.
Have you ever been to the Wooden Boat Show?
Folks from Urban Boat Builders go up there every year for the Wooden Boat Show.
I thought so.
It's a great tradition for us to bring one of the really neat boats that we've built throughout the year and display it. So this year we were up there with what's called a DISPRO, which stands for Disappearing Propeller Boat, which is a design that was pioneered in Canada early in the 20th century. And so that was built as a lapstrake construction boat that was built out at Boys Totem Town, the correction.
Is that like a rowboat?
This one we adapted from the original designs and put an electric motor. And so the propeller hides in the rudder of the boat, and then it's battery powered. So there's a battery that hides under one of the seats, and it can be a rowboat, or you can also use the battery power to propel it.
and tell me a little bit about ballistic nylon. I'm not familiar with that.
Sure. So it's really just a very durable nylon material. It's sometimes also referred to as a ripstop nylon, and so we have one big, about 18-foot-long sheet that gets draped over the canoe and sewn up on the ends and then stretched across the top of the canoe as we're building it. And that really provides the structure. Well, the wood frame provides the structure, but that provides the shell and the waterproofing of the boat.
And what do you coat that with?
It's coated with a two-part polyurethane. So it gives it waterproofing, but it stays flexible. So if you're hitting rocks or sticks or things like that up in the boundary waters or wherever you're paddling, it's really durable. It holds up very well.
And
it's actually a variation on a Native American and an Inuit design of skin-on-frame boats, but they use seal skin and other animal skin.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, now we've upgraded to synthetic nylon.
And if it does get damaged on a trip, is there a way to repair it?
Yeah, we bring a little bit of duct tape with us, actually.
Oh, yeah.
which is, the fix for everything. But we have been on lots and lots of trips and have never actually had to do a field repair on the nylon because it's just that durable.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're speaking with Mark Hosmer of Urban Boat Builders, a nonprofit organization in St. Paul that takes young people and teaches them craftsmanship and social skills through boat building. A couple more things about how you build these boats. What is steam bending?
So steam bending is a process that's used to turn wood from a rigid form to a flexible form. There's a number of different ways to do it. What we use is actually a wallpaper steamer that we can plug into the wall. And we put that steam going into a PVC pipe that's closed on each end. And then the wood will sit in there, depending on how thick it is, for a length of time. And when it comes out, it's wood that was once rigid going in can be bent into the shape of a canoe or of any boat, really. And so it's an amazing process for the kids who have never seen, I've
sure
never seen anything like this happen.
Yep,
so
yep.
We actually use that as one of the first lessons that we do when we go into schools, is that we'll steam bend the stem of a canoe. And to see a 1-inch thick piece of ash just go completely around a form is pretty amazing.
That's pretty neat. But going back to, let's say, your schools and your participants, the partners and the participants in the program, what feedback have you received from the schools that lets you know how things are going?
We get incredible feedback. So when we go into schools, we partner with with teachers and to bring the project to their students. And most of them are pretty excited to bring us in the first place, but when we leave, it's even more incredible. We had one project this spring. It was a three-week project as part of a summer school program at a district here in the Twin Cities. And so we built three canoes in 3 weeks with 40 students as part of a mass summer school program. It was certainly a big undertaking for us, but by the time, after day two, I was speaking with the math teacher there, and he said, this is great. We've had such a great time. But really, by the end of 3 weeks and after the launch, he was sold. All the teachers in the school were coming up and telling us just how incredible it's been for the students, how engaged they were in the learning as a result of our project, and just how much they wanted to do it again.
What gives you personally the most satisfaction about your work in the program?
For me, it's really about seeing the impact of the program on the youth that we're serving. I would say at least once a month, there's a youth or a young person who walks into our shop looking for Phil, who's been a boat building instructor there for about 15 years. And they want to share with Phil how they're successful now. And every single one of them tells us that it's because of Urban Boat Builders. And so that's really the incredible thing. We actually, at the state fair the other day, had an older woman walk up to one of our volunteers and say, "I just want to tell you how much I love this program. My grandson went through this about 10 years ago, and it was life-changing for him. It completely changed his direction, and he's really successful now." So it's those stories of youth who, are facing challenging circumstances in their lives, who find something at Urban Boat Builders, that find themselves, find an opportunity to be successful and be surrounded by caring adults, and how that can really positively impact their lives.
I know on your website you've got some sort of testimonials from some kids, just like you're talking about here. Do you want to pick one and tell us a story?
Sure, that'd be great. Actually, I have something that was written by an apprentice named Cham. And if I could read it to you, sure. It's about a page or so, that would be great. So in Cham's own words, he says, "3 years ago, I was on probation and I was running from the cops because there were multiple warrants for my arrest. I just couldn't help but get into trouble. It was nonstop. I just couldn't face up to the things I did wrong and didn't take responsibility for myself. In the end, I was sentenced to serve time at Boys Totem Town, a juvenile corrections facility. There, my life changed because I met Phil, the boat building instructor from Urban Boat Builders. He was teaching us how to build boats, and I got really interested. I helped build an Adirondack guide boat. After 5 months at Totem Town, I was released and was hired as an apprentice at Urban Boat Builders. 3 days a week, I came into the shop and was paid to learn new skills. Being an apprentice was a great experience. People thought I was just learning to build boats, but I learned so much more. It taught me a lot of things about leadership, craftsmanship, and perseverance. I learned that if you don't think that you can do something, you keep doing it. You keep trying until you do it. I developed teamwork and leadership skills too, by working with the other apprentices. I use the skills that I learned at Urban Boat Builders every day now." And he goes on to say that thanks to being an apprentice with Urban Boat Builders, I got an internship with Northwest Canoe, which led to me getting a job there. Today I'm doing well. I'm working to support my wife and our beautiful 1-year-old daughter, Catalina. And being a dad it's a hard feeling to explain, but I know it when I go home every day and I see my daughter smiling at me. She knows who I am and she loves me. If it weren't for Urban Boat Builders keeping me out of trouble right when I got out of Boys Totem Town, I think I would still be doing the same things that got me into trouble in the first place. In fact, I would probably be incarcerated right now. If that were the case, Catalina wouldn't know me. Catalina wouldn't love me. Catalina wouldn't greet me with a loving smile when I come home each and every day." So wow. I think
that's a great story.
One of the many stories that we hear of youth who have been able to make a change, a positive change in their life.
I know also that in addition to coming up to North House, you sometimes take trips in the Boundary Waters with kids.
We do, actually. Every summer, we take a trip up there.
And how do you choose the participants?
So all of the apprentices who have been in the program for at least 2 months are eligible to go on the trip. And so we build a few canoes throughout June and July, and we do a big launch celebration with family and friends of the apprentices and friends of the organization here at Lake Como in St. Paul. And then in August, they depart for a 5-day trip up in the Boundary Waters and canoes that they've built themselves. And so we go in actually in Lake Kawishwe for folks who know the area, which is just outside of Tofty. And they paddle hard, and for the youth who have never been outside of the Twin Cities, don't understand what it's like to be out of cell phone range, and you know, had never had an experience like this. It's really a magical thing for them. So our website is urbanboatbuilders.org, which you can find lots of great information about the organization and how to get involved. Another great way to get involved or just to see what's going on a regular basis with Urban Boat Builders is on Facebook. We have a page that we keep updated pretty regularly with lots of great photos of youth building boats and developing skills.
And not only that, if folks are interested in buying a boat, it looks like you sell boats as well.
That's right. Yeah, we have a number of great boats for sale, including the 40-pound skin-on-frame canoe. So people should definitely check that out if they're interested, even just in seeing what kind of boats we build. That's a great way to see them. Just really appreciate the opportunity to be on and share the story of Urban Boat Builders with your listeners. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, and all the best in your program, and we'll look for you at North House next Wooden Boat Show.